The West Berkeley Shell Mound is thought to be one of the first Ohlone Village sites in the San Francisco Bay Area and goes back some 5,700 years. Shellfish harvested from the bay were used to bury the dead, along with ritual objects and artifacts, creating mounds as tall as 30 feet. The site was mapped in 1907, and UC Berkeley archaeologists removed 95 Ohlone burials and more than 3,400 artifacts before the shell mound was leveled in the 1950s. Today, it's a paved-over parking lot. But Karina Gold, of Ohlone descent, hasn't forgotten what's underneath. The tribal leader and traditional spokesperson of the Confederated Villages of Lejeune, together with city officials and advocacy groups, petitioned the National Trust for Historic Preservation to recognize the West Berkeley Shell Mound as one of the nation's most endangered historic places in 2020 and won that designation.
Through this recognition, we are acknowledging the legacy of our ancestors and the continued importance of this sacred site for those in this present moment and for the next seven generations. Everything you now see in the Bay Area was built in the last 250 years, and so not that long ago, my ancestors were living throughout the Bay. We have never left our territories. We have an unbroken tie to these lands and our sacred places since the beginning of time. Throughout the years, our tribe has continued to pray at this place, just as our ancestors did. This land is an important cultural landscape, and this recognition gives us a platform to tell our story. A story that has been erased and invisibilized.
Gold adds the designation validates the historic significance of the site to the Ohlone people. That could play in Gold's favor to preserve and restore the West Berkeley Shell Mound, which is at the center of a years-long development battle. Developers proposed a mixed-use retail and high-end apartment complex, but faced pushback from Ohlone activists like Gold. After years of resistance, plans changed, and developers proposed housing, including affordable housing instead. But through grassroots organizing, city leaders sided with the Ohlone and again rejected the plan. The developers challenged it. The courts ruled in the city's favor, and now the case is under appeal. Here's Gould again, along with Berkeley Mayor Jesse Aragin.
We are not against development. Indeed, we need good housing for our own families who cannot afford to live in our own territory. But we must do everything we can to stop the desecrations of our sacred sites.
The city of Berkeley in 2000 landmarked the first Native American village site on all of the San Francisco Bay, the West Berkeley Shell Mound. And we remain committed to honoring 5,000 years of Ohlone history alive within that landscape.
The recognition as an endangered historic site carries weight. Since the National Trust for Historic Preservation began listing endangered places some 30 years ago, more than 300 sites have received that recognition. Hundreds have been preserved. Less than 5% of those designated places have been lost. Catherine Malone-Frentz is Chief Preservation Officer at the National Trust for Historic Preservation.
The West Berkeley Shell Mound is a cautionary tale of the pain that a people experience when they are confronted with the loss of their connection to their history, and in particular, their sacred sites. Halting the further destruction and desecration of the shell mound and acknowledging the site as a sacred resource of the Ohlone people demonstrates that preservation can and must be a force for reconciliation and justice.
The National Trust for Historic Preservation's other 11 most endangered historic places for 2020 include the National Negro Opera Company House in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Built in 1894, it housed the nation's first black opera company, established by a woman. I'm Christina Onnested, reporting for KPFA.